They're pets. Well, I was moving under your house.
I've never seen, the only ones I've seen been right over on the road. I've never seen one still alive.
I saw two out here the other night, and I didn't want to alarm my neighbor by shooting them.
Mm-hmm.
So I let them go. I figured maybe they'd get out there in the road and get run over. It might as they run over, looks like they'd thin them out, but they must not have many enemies.
I guess not. Well, you know, that hide, I guess, is...
Yeah. It's the
protection.
And then they can burrow in just a short time.
But the most of them I've seen are something like that. Is that about as big as they get?
No, they get... I've seen them turn that long.
Is that right?
Yeah, it gets very big.
How much you reckon they weigh, what that size?
I'd guess they'd weigh around 20 pounds.
That could be a problem.
Yeah, they're pets. And they say you can't trap them, you can get out of the trap. I've trapped wolves, made it all right with them, but I never have tried to make it all right with them.
What's this expression? Say if a man had a sore throat, if he was trying to eat something, he might say, well, I sure would like that piece of steak, but I just can't.
Can't swallow it?
Mm-hmm. Your throat was real sore. What about these things that people smoke? Some people smoke.
Cigarette?
Did you ever smoke anything?
Yeah, a little bit.
Or, say if some people were at a party, and somebody, say, sat down at the piano and began to play, people might gather around him and begin
sing.
Or if somebody told a funny story and everybody liked it, they might begin
laughing.
Say if somebody offered to do you a favor, but you say, well, I appreciate your offer, but I just don't want to be to you.
I don't want to be, but most of them say they want to be bought.
Or what might they say to, you know, express the fact that they didn't want to, be in a position of having to do something for him sometime? They might say, I don't want to be
obligated.
Or if something like that, if somebody has done you a favor, you might say, well, I'm much to you.
How much do I owe you?
Another way of saying that you appreciate it. Sometimes people say, well, I sure am much.
I'm blind.
Do your people say that much?
Yeah, quite often. Yeah. Much obliged.
Much obliged.
Certainly, thank you. I don't believe much obliged is used as much as used to. They usually use the term thank you.
I see. Say if you had heard about a boy who had gotten a spanking, you might say, well, I'll bet he did something that he
needed.
Beg your pardon?
Needed.
Or if you were saying this, you might say, well, I'll bet he did something that he... If you'd heard that he'd gotten a spanking, you say, uh-huh, well, I bet he did something that he...
he needed to be.
I see. Or say if you were out in the field and you were looking at your corn, you might, and if it was a lot shorter this year than it normally was, you might say, well, that's funny. At this time of year, it to be taller.